The proposed Alamo Promise Initiative would offer free tuition to Alamo colleges for all Bexar County High School seniors. Chancellor Mike Flores says the goal is to boost the county's college-going rate from 45% to 70%.
It sends a message to every single family and every single student in our community, in which as they're making a decision, they're able to say San Antonio and Bexar County is going to invest in you, so college is possible.
The Community College District plans to offer the scholarship to seniors at the 25 high schools with the highest concentration of poverty next year. The county's remaining high schools would be added in 2021. Students receive the scholarship if tuition isn't covered by state and federal need-based grants.
But we also know that working class youth and middle income youth may not qualify for need-based aid, but they struggle just the same with their parents or family members to be able to afford a college education.
Flores says it's too soon to announce the particulars, but the funding should be in place to offer the first scholarships next summer. District officials estimate that the scholarship program will cost almost $43 million over the next 5 years. Mayor Ron Nirenberg and County Judge Nelson Wolf both say they're committed to including funding for Alamo Promise in the upcoming city and county budgets. Nirenberg says it's a priority for his office.
The Alamo Promise is our moonshot that the city needs to reduce generational poverty, increase social mobility.
Both the San Antonio Chamber and the Hispanic Chamber are heavily involved in recruiting support from businesses and foundations, including a grant from J.P. Morgan. Chamber President Richard Perez says he thinks the fundraising will be successful.
Money is always an issue in a city like San Antonio that has a lot of poor people, but we always come together and we lift people out of poverty, and that's what this programming will do.
Less than 12% of Bexar County 8th graders from low-income families earn a college degree within 6 years of high school graduation. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.